Good morning, everybody. Another snow closure day. So I thought I'd try and do a little podcast or two podcasts today to help you with your prelim revision for the higher history course. Some general points for you. When you're revising both Britain and Germany, remember there is a story there to follow. So know the story. Also, there are links that you should make. For example, industrialisation leads to urbanisation. That leads to poverty, and then there's a growth of middle class and the growth of trade unions. That is leading to demands for social and political reform, growth in democracy and social welfare. The Germany topic is very similar, but it has the added story of how it became a unified country. Okay, now the exam itself will last 1 hour 20 minutes, and in that time you will need to do one essay on the British topic and one essay on the Germany topic. Therefore, revise one British topic, one British essay, making sure you revise both versions. So for example, why did the government feel the need to bring in reforms, and also revise how good were the reforms in dealing with the problems of the day. Based on previous past papers, the suffragette essay tends to be an isolated factor essay on why government gave women the vote when they did, and the labour reform essay is usually how effective were the reforms as opposed to why they brought them in. With the Germany essay, then, they all tend to be isolated factor questions. So research all the factors and get to know what each factor played in the story and how important each one was in relation to other factors. The British topic covered the growth of democracy, women gaining the vote, the liberal reforms and the labour reforms. The Germany topic covered the growth of German nationalism, how the unification of Germany came about, the collapse of the Weimar Republic as the Nazis rose to power, and how the Nazis maintained power. I'm going to stop this first podcast and do another one for your essay skills.